Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And it is, and I just have to look in the book to see where we are at. And it is our 524th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 12 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 48, our current temperature, as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Again, 12 minutes before 12, 48 degrees and windy conditions here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring her in and say good morning to Misty Culp. Misty, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm really well.
Good, good. And where are we visiting with you? Where are you at this morning?
Well, I'm south of Lincoln this morning.
Okay.
Lincoln, North Dakota.
Are you at home?
I'm visiting for a rehearsal for the Dakota Dutchman with Matt.
Okay.
Matt Hodek.
Okay.
We have a busy rehearsal. Not a busy rehearsal, but we are playing next weekend. So we're getting ready for some Oktoberfest musician stuff next weekend.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Where do you make home these days, Misty? Where is home?
I live in East Grand Forks, Minnesota.
Okay. And born and raised there, or where did you start out?
Well, kind of born and raised there. My dad was in the Air Force Base, so I actually was born in Riverside, California. And I'm the oldest, so we made our way through a few more air bases. And when he finally got to choose Grand Forks, it was closest to my mom and dad's parents. So Grand Forks became where we grew up.
Ah, neat. And is that where you went to school too then?
No, well, I got my master's from UND.
Okay.
But I went to Gustavus. I had some friends going down to Gustavus, and it's a strong, you know, medical and music school, and I loved it and had a great time. So I'm a Gusty.
You are a Gusty. Okay. And you mentioned that you're the oldest. Oldest of how many?
Just three.
Just three of you. Okay. And the other two, any music in them, or is it only you?
We all went through band choir. I played saxophone because of Maury Finney, my saxophone hero, country sax. And then my brother did play saxophone as well. My sister didn't want to be like me, so she played trombone.
Okay.
I guess I'm the one who stuck with it, but they all certainly enjoyed their time in band and choir.
Okay, that's great. And so out of college, what did you become? Were you a teacher or music your whole life, or what's it been?
Well, you know, at Gustavus, I was pre-med, and I worked so hard to keep up to all of the smarties in science, and I did as well as I could. And then I had also taken music theory, and they said, Misty, they stopped me my end of my freshman year. You're a music teacher. So finally, I believed them, and I went for music ed. I was a band director first, and then just became everything, elementary ed, and then choir as well. So I teach K-12 music at the moment in Minto, North Dakota.
Okay, very good, very good.
Yeah.
And then along the way, you ran into Matt Hodek and the Dakota Dutchman, and you took up another career playing music, and we got to see you here in Albany this past summer. That's when we put a face with the name. And, boy, what a talented person you are. Play a lot of instruments.
Oh, thank you. I get tickled playing all of these wind instruments, whether it's woodwind or brass.
Uh-huh.
I stumbled into accordion, and I've given more piano lessons than I ever thought I would as a music teacher. So that's come back alive in my life. And it's really good. Yeah, I do a lot of music.
Wow, that is great.
A lot of things too. Yeah.
Okay, and primarily out there in the Dakotas, you pretty much stick in that area, or about the only time you travel is when you go with Matt and the Dakota Dutchman, or how does that work?
Pretty much, yeah. I do some close by gigs close to Grand Forks with the Downtown Horns and a classic swing band that we've we've resurrected the Dick King Swing Band.
Okay.
So I play lead alto with them, and I'm their main vocalist, I guess you'd say. We keep that energy alive, but then, yeah, I think we travel furthest with Matt's group.
Okay, okay. Yeah. A lot going on with the Dakota Dutchman these days. Or you mentioned you're rehearsing right now for this coming weekend. What's all happening with the Dakota Dutchman?
Well, next weekend we head to the Shooting Star Casino in Manolman.
Oh.
We're all pretty pumped about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of concert style / dance floor.
Okay.
In the evening, Friday, October 18th. And then Lakota has a Oktoberfest the next night, Saturday the 19th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is this time of the year, festive time of the year. We
went down to
New Ulm last weekend and got to see some of your good friends down in that area, Larry Olson, and I didn't get to see Dane's Dutchman or Nate Fredrickson, but I heard that they were around the area playing. Bachfist Boys, all of those groups were performing, and the weather was great. And they know how to throw a party down there in New Ulm. That was a lot of fun down there.
Matt had told me that, and then I did witness it for one day in July, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
They do it right.
Yes, they do. They do. Well, Misty, you came out with a CD of your own, and it's not polka music. It's a little different style, but boy, you did you hit a home run with that CD. I think it is just awesome. And talk a little bit about it, how you got into doing that, and how it all came about.
Oh, thanks, Si. I've been singing lots of these songs for most of my life, but I got the Medora in 2012, and they encouraged all of us Medora musical performers to put together a set for Downtown Medora. And so I have been doing some of these titles like Rocky Top and Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue for Paper Moon for, 7 years in a row.
Uh-huh.
With different Coal Diggers band members, and I just love singing them. You know, you kind of fall in love with the songs that just, you know, get you as a performer.
Yeah.
And so 2018, I was visiting with the current Coal Diggers band members around a campfire, and I said, geez, I'd love to record this. And they said, well, I have a studio.
Oh, really?
So my friend Junior down in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and the other two, bass and drums, happened to live in Florida. And so we decided to, well, if you can make it work, we'll drive up and we'll have a big recording weekend. And so we did last, actually it'll be a year ago next weekend that I flew down, and we recorded 16 songs in 3 days.
Yeah, and boy, they came off really good. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
I think my favorite one is the song Misty. That's Ray Stevens' song, isn't it? Ray Stevens, back in the days, he recorded that?
You got it. Yep.
Yeah.
They said, Misty, you can't be too jazzy here, because I'm a jazzer, you know. But they said, if you find a like country version, you can do Misty.
Well,
so they found the Ray Stevens version.
Yeah.
For me to learn.
I just love it. And I mean, it's the female version. Ray Stevens, of course, everybody probably, you know, when they hear it, they say, oh, yeah, that was like a number one hit for back in the days. And then you go to Happy Heart, which is an Andy Williams recording.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't think it's his soul, but he made it famous. And
yeah.
And
again,
that's probably my favorite to sing on the album.
Yeah. And there again,
yeah.
you just aced it. I mean, it's the female version, or the opposite to Andy Williams. Everybody loves Andy Williams, and boy, you just really hit a home run with that one. And then from there you go to Downtown, Petula Clark, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I said it here in Tennessee, and they said, you need a solo. And I went, okay. So we found Downtown, and then I didn't get this on the album, but Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Oh, yeah.
Why do fools fall in love?
Yeah.
And so I sang those two songs for a year, and once you sing something for a year, you know, several days in a row, it just
it grows on you.
It grows on you, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like you mentioned, Paper Moon and My Funny Valentine. Can't think of the artists that were famous with those, but those are great recordings.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You can tell I've definitely mimicked certain artists that have certainly made their renditions of it popular. Sinatra with his version of Fly Me to the Moon is
sure.
One of my favorites, too. Sure.
Uh-huh. And then...
And there's way...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, we used to have an announcer here. He was our farm director, Cliff Mitchell, well known to 50-some years that he was here at the radio station. And he used to love to play music by the Carpenters, and he always called them the Carpenter Kids. And here you come up with one on there that's called We've Only Just Begun, a big hit for Karen Carpenter back in the days.
Oh, I love singing her stuff. You know, she's a lower level than me. What a rich voice. And that one was sung at my parents' wedding.
Oh, really?
And so when they taught me that, you know, as a younger girl, I wanted to learn it. And I've sung it since. And then I love lots of Karen stuff, like Rainy Days and Mondays.
Yep.
And Solitaire, but I love her Christmas, Merry Christmas, Darling.
I got to sing that
last winter with Medora Christmas Tour. And wow.
That is awesome. Well, Misty, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And then if it's all right, we'll come back to you then.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ty.
All righty. So greetings to one and all from the St. Joe Meat Market. It is Oktoberfest and German Fest time around central Minnesota and beyond this time of the year. The St. Joe Meat Market is prepared with a nice supply of smoked German-style brats, smoked Bauernwurst brats, smoked Knackwurst brats, and many more others on hand to center your own Oktoberfest around. This week's brat of the week is our cooked sauerkraut brat, another of my favorites. Take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. And this weekend is the last scheduled brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. That means it is time to say thank you to all of the great organizations who gave of their time this summer to serve all of us so well. Hats off to all of you for a job well done. Hosting and cooking and serving at the brat sale this weekend, the last one of the season, will be the St. Joe Knights of Columbus organization. What a great job they always do. For more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. Thank you for your patronage. And Misty, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here once before, you know how it works. We get that meat package put up, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you priority mail, and we hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How is that?
Wonderful.
Great.
Awesome.
Good. And you got the last one okay, and that one went away all right? Everything was good?
It did. Yes, thanks.
All righty.
Wonderful product.
Uh-huh. Well, good. Well, we were talking about the CD, and you called it Favorites, huh? How'd you come up with the title? Just because they are your favorites, or?
Yeah, I didn't really have to fight to find the title. I'm just like, these are my favorites.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think of anything else. So, like, my mom wanted me to work my name into it, Misty's Favorites, and I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think it's just, you know, Favorites.
No. And such a nice cover, too. A picture of you just look like somebody just told a really good story or something. You're just ecstatic, just happy. And I think that fits your personality. You are just a bubbling person. So it's really neat.
You know, I was taking some photos that morning because I had old headshots as an actor. And my friend Dustin, a fellow Medora musical actor of mine. Anyway, he was the photographer, and I saw some kids of mine across the street in Medora, and I didn't expect them to see them that morning. And so I was so excited to see these kids. And so I was running back across the street back to the photo shoot, and he caught me. So I love kids. It's definitely a real photo.
Yes, very, very nice. Very bad.
Yeah.
Now I got to tie this back in with Matt and the Dakota Dutchman. So do you do any of these songs on the show with Matt at all, or is this something totally separate from the polka music?
You know, as of now, it's completely separate because I was doing it before I met Matt and the Dutchman, but we were just talking about that this morning, just that we should try to rope in some of my charts and do some of the polka style or waltz style, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
A title is a title. People love Paper Moon. They love Funny Valentine.
Yep.
If we could do it our way, it'd be really fun.
Well,
I want to step in. It's Matt.
Oh, hey, Matt, how are you doing? Matt Hodek, yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna work her in.
Well,
we
good.
We played a couple weeks ago at the Bible camp here at Park River.
Uh-huh.
And she has tracks made up, and we incorporated her into that.
Awesome.
She did the same. She got more applause than the rest of us. So.
Oh. Well, you know, and a lot of... you know, back in the days when I was still playing with the band, we would do, you know, sets, and I'm sure you guys still do too, a polka set or a waltz set. But then we'd do a modern set or a big band set, and used to do Glenn Miller In the Mood or, Tuxedo Junction or some of the other popular swing numbers, and people just loved them. And there's a lot of ballroom dancers still coming to the dances, I would say. And so I could see you featuring a set of these and just have to get all the musicians to know the scores. And, I could see you really and featuring Misty because wonderful voice that she has.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get her worked in.
Awesome.
We already have.
That's a great idea, Si. Yeah, like a set.
Well, they've already told me to go to the back row and put her in the front.
I would second that. I mean, I'd be in the back row for sure with talent like that. And boy, and then she takes up the sax on Yakety Sax there and cuts loose there. It's just awesome.
Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Well, that's a nice surprise. I didn't know Matt was there, so that's really neat. Folks listening in, Matt Hodek himself there over at Misty's there. And, of course, they're getting ready to rehearse, and so we'll have to cut this short real soon so that you guys can get to work. So your favorite song on the CD, Misty?
Oh.
Do you have a favorite?
They're all mine.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to say Happy Heart.
Happy Heart, okay.
But if you want to work them in, Si, I wouldn't be opposed.
Okay.
Brown Eyes Blue. See Clearly Now is a cool rendition of that.
Okay.
Yakety Yak and Yakety Sax. It's a mix-up of Yakety Sax and then Don't Talk Back, that Yakety Yak.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Uh-huh. The Coasters.
My America's Beautiful.
I was just going to chime in. I like the way she does America the Beautiful.
Yeah, I noticed those patriotic songs there, the two of them, America the Beautiful, and I really like that Armed Forces medley. That's a good one, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, my dad, of course, we're a proud family.
Yeah.
A quiet, proud family. Yeah, just I learned them early on.
Going to have to play that one. I include that one. And then...
Sure.
The Bluegrass Saints, kind of a fancy name for When the Saints Go Marching In, huh?
Yeah, yep. Again, I had to countrify my alley for my set in Medora, and one of my friends found this version, and so it's just been a fun way to always do Saints, but that's what it's called,
okay.
Bluegrass Saints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really neat.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming up on 8 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Time to cut this short now, and I hate to do that because you are so much fun to visit with. I know people just enjoy hearing you. You're just, I know if you looked in Webster's Dictionary and you looked up the word excitement, I'm sure your picture would be right there. You know, you are just an exciting person. But... I always ask everybody about this time of the show if there's a memory that they have. And you're so young, so you don't have a whole lot of memories yet. But do you have one that you care to share with the listeners, whether it be from Medora or with Matt and the Dakota Dutchman or just recording on your own? Or what do you have for us?
Oh, I think I shared a Medora one last year, last time. I'll go with the recording when we were doing Saints Go Marching In, and I realized in the studio, I'm like, wait a minute, I can double up on myself. So when you hear Saints Go Marching In, Bluegrass, you finally get to the solo after the bass player, and it's supposed to be soprano sax, but I thought, so Junior said, why don't you throw a slide trombone in there?
Yeah.
I said, wait a minute, what about three-part trumpet? So it's all me, and that's the CD cover side, is after we finished that track and I heard it for the first time,
oh,
me five times, five instruments on top of each other, and it's all me.
Yeah.
I almost fell over.
you're getting in there where you're rivaling Molly B. and Nathan Newman and all of these that Nathan Newman does all of the recordings himself, and he just plays all of the instruments, just keeps dubbing over himself. And we were just at the Molly B. performance in St. Cloud on Monday, and she played all of, what, 12 or 13 instruments there, one after another, and it's just amazing. I know myself, I'm able to play three instruments, but I can't imagine playing more than that and playing them well. And people like you do that. It's just awesome.
Thank you.
great. Well, with that, I think we're going to let you run. Again, we're going to save time here to play music of you. And, you know, like I tell everybody every time I have them on, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road, we'll do this again sometime. How's that?
Sounds great.
All righty. Awesome. You guys have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
There you go. And there she goes. Misty Cope, our 524th guest, did I say it? Gotta look again. I think it's 524. Yes, 524th guest on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Misty Cope in just a moment. Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 524th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Misty Cope from out in the Dakotas, and boy, what a wonderful guest, and just a talented musician and a great vocalist, and just an exciting person. And performing with Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchmen will be performing this weekend where they're performing. And, yeah, up at, I think she mentioned, up at Monoman at the Shooting Star Casino, one of the places that they'll be celebrating Oktoberfest. We're at 13 minutes now, past the hour of 12 noon. We're going to jump into the music of Misty Cope, and starting out with her rendition of Fly Me to the Moon. Misty Cope, her rendition of Fly Me to the Moon, takes us to 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 48 degrees here in central Minnesota. Sun breaking through those clouds once again here in Chasm Country. Here's Misty Cope right now with a Petula Clark number, one called Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalks where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter. Your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown. Downtown, where all the
Misty Cope doing a Petula Clark number there, One Call Downtown. 21 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 48 degrees here in central Minnesota. In the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie B texting in information that she has added 12 seats on the Music Mountains and Mistletoe Tour, which departs on for Branson on November 17th for 5 nights and 6 festive, fun-filled holiday days. Shows included are Clay Cooper's Country Christmas, the Hughes Brothers Christmas, Presley's Country Jubilee Christmas, the Haygoods Family Holiday Spectacular, and Christmas Wonderland. 11 meals and optional casino evening night, one in Kansas City at the Ameristar Riverboat Casino, sightseeing of the hidden gems of the Branson area, farewell party, and holiday carols, goodies, and Christmas present prizes on the motor coach. Join Jeannie B and Art on Trobec's Deluxe Motor Coach for this memorable holiday getaway. Gather your touring friends and call Jeannie today, 320-345-1581, to reserve your seats. Jeannie B's Tours will take you to some great holiday shows. Just call the Jeannie B's office for information about tours in November and December. Those of you that might be looking for a two-day Slots of Luck getaway, there are still seats on the November 13th, 14th tour to Jackpot Junction. Join the group. Everyone will receive $50 in free slot play in addition to any mail-to-you perks. The number to call, again, is 320-345-1581 to hop on board. Next week, we will announce the upcoming Jeannie B Tours 2025 travel show dates and locations. Now is the time to book your 2025 extended tours. Call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581 to book your next adventure. And remember, seeing is believing. And we had the opportunity to travel with Jeannie, just a short trip on Monday, but it was to the Paramount Theater. And we're treated to the Pizza Ranch for lunch. It was such a great meal. And then the whole gang, we took in the Molly B concert, and what a wonderful time. And got to meet Claudette Hennenkamp. She's the office manager for Jeannie over at Freeport, and she was along on the tour to see Molly B. And what a great person she is. And all of the folks over at Jeannie B's, just fun people. They do a great job. So, yeah, you'll have a fun time traveling when you sign up for one of these tours. So give Jeannie a call, 320-345-1581, to book your next adventure. And like Jeannie always likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. That's Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of Misty Cope, and here she is with one called Paper Moon.
Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade.
Misty Cope, one called Paper Moon. 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon as we continue with the music by Misty Cope. This one, a country tune, Crystal Gale number, Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. Misty Cope, and one called Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. Yes, a Crystal Gale number for you. Well, we talked about in the interview, one called The Bluegrass Saints, When the Saints Go Marching In. Here it is, Misty Cope. My Savior, who redeemed my soul from sin. Misty Culp with one called The Bluegrass Saints. Here she is with the Armed Forces Medley. Great rendition there, one called the Armed Forces Medley. And boy, Misty just doing a great job with all of those. And yeah, really enjoy that. I can see that one being played for all the patriotic days. Yes, the 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day. Yes, she does a great job. And again, great vocal there. And previous songs, all of the wind instruments, those are all performed by Misty. Time for just two more selections. We're going to, we talked about this in the interview. Here's a Ray Stevens song, and Misty does a great job of it. One called Misty.
And say that you're too much in love.
Misty Culp and a rendition of Misty, originally done by Mr. Ray Stevens. 19 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And here's another one that we talked about in the interview. And it's one called Happy Heart, and Andy Williams' number, which she does a great job on.
There's a certain sound always follows me around. When you're close to me, you will hear it. It's the sound that lovers hear when they discover there could be no other for their love. It's my happy heart you hear singing loud and singing clear, and it's all because you're near me, my love. Take my happy heart away, let me love you night and day. In your arms I want to stay, oh my love.
Misty Culp, and one called Happy Heart. Yes, an old Andy Williams number. And again, very exciting, great rendition there. Wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.